Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Parker Meadows. Batting second. The designated hitter, Jace Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Riley Green. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kerry Carpenter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Colt Keith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Spencer Torkelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zach McKinstry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Trey Sweeney. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jake Rogers. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tarik Skubal. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting third. The catcher, Shay Langeliers. Batting fourth. The center fielder, J.J. Bolde. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tyler Nevin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Daz Cameron. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Zach Jeloff. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Schumann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mitch Spence. And now, play ball. Parker Meadows batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Meadows hits a line drive towards third. Schumann makes the catch for the out. One out. Jace Young is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Young strikes out swinging. Two outs. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Butler hits a ball towards short. Sweeney can't make the play in time. Butler gets a base hit. Brent Rooker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rooker hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Shay Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Langeliers hits a fly ball towards center. Meadows makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kerry Carpenter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carpenter hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Carpenter is safe at second with a double. Colt Keith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Keith hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Spence covering, and Keith is out. Carpenter moves to third. One out. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Torkelson is on first. Two outs. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McKinstry hits a ball towards short. Wilson can't make the play in time. McKinstry gets a base hit. Torkelson moves to second. Trey Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Sweeney is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. J.J. Bolde is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bolde hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bolde is out. One out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nevin hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Torkelson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball towards center. Balde makes the catch for the out. One out. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meadows is 0 for 1 in the game. Meadows strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jace Jung is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jung is 0 for 1 in the game. Jung hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jung moves to second. Kerry Carpenter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carpenter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carpenter hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Spence covering, and Carpenter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeloff hits a fly ball towards center. Meadows makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schumann strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cold Keith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keith is 0 for 1 in the game. Keith is called out on strikes. One out. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torkelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torkelson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McKinstry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinstry hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Trey Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball towards third. McKinstry can't make the play in time. Butler gets a base hit. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Butler moves to second. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 1 in the game. Langeliers hits a fly ball towards center. Meadows makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Balde is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Balde is 0 for 1 in the game. Balde hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Butler moves to third. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0 for 1 in the game. Nevin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball towards center. Balde makes the catch for the out. One out. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meadows is 0 for 2 in the game. Meadows hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Chase Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Meadows moves to third. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Meadows scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. TJ McFarland replaces Mitch Spence as pitcher. Kerry Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carpenter hits a fly ball towards center. Baldae makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cole Keith is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Keith is 0-for-2 in the game. Keith hits a ground ball towards first. Nevin fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron strikes out swinging. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Geloff is 0-for-1 in the game. Geloff hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Geloff is safe at second with a double. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schumann is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jacob Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. That ball is in the gap. Wilson rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Geloff scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a fly ball towards center. Meadows makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hogan Harris replaces TJ McFarland as pitcher. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Torkelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torkelson is called out on strikes. One out. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McKinstry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. That is ball four. McKinstry is on with a walk. Trey Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ground ball towards short. Wilson throws to second to get McKinstry. Sweeney is on first. Two outs. Jake Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rooker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Langeliers is 0-for-2 in the game. Langeliers hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Rooker moves to second. JJ Baldae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baldae hits a fly ball towards right. Carpenter is there to make the catch. Rooker moves to third. Baldae is on first. One out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nevin is 0-for-2 in the game. Nevin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Rooker scores. Bolde moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Will Vest replaces Tarik Skubal as pitcher. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Cameron, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeloff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeloff strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Meadows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meadows is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Ibanez pinch hits for Jace Young batting second. Andy Ibanez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ibanez softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ibanez is out. Two outs. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Green is safe at second with a double. Michel Otene replaces Hogan Harris as pitcher. Matt Vierling pinch hits for Kerry Carpenter batting fourth. Matt Vierling is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Matt Vierling is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Matt Vierling is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Vierling is on with a walk. Cold Keith is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Vierling moves to second. Cold Keith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keith is 0-for-3 in the game. Keith strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Vierling moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Schumann is 0-for-2 in the game. Schumann hits a fly ball towards right. Vierling is there to make the catch. One out. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Wilson moves to second. Jason Foley replaces Will Vest as pitcher. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rooker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rooker hits a ground ball towards third. McKinstry throws to second to get Butler. Wilson moves to third. Rooker is on first. 2 outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Langeliers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Langeliers hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Meadows is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tyler Ferguson replaces Michel Otene as pitcher. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Torkelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torkelson strikes out swinging. One out. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McKinstry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McKinstry hits a fly ball towards left. Cameron makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trey Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sean Gunter replaces Jason Foley as pitcher. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bleday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bleday hits a ground ball towards first. Torkelson fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevin is 0-for-3 in the game. Nevin hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nevin is out. Two outs. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball towards left. Green makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mason Miller replaces Tyler Ferguson as pitcher. Jake Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers strikes out swinging. One out. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Meadows is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meadows strikes out swinging. Two outs. Justin Henry Malloy pinch hits for Andy Ibanez batting second. Justin Henry Malloy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Malloy strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Holton replaces Sean Gunter as pitcher. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Geloff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geloff strikes out swinging. One out. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Schumann is 0-for-3 in the game. Schumann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wilson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ryan Kreidler pinch runs for Justin Henry Malloy batting second. Ryan Kreidler running at second base to start the extra inning. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Green is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball towards center. Bleday makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Vierling is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vierling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vierling hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vierling is out. Kreidler moves to third. Two outs. Cold Keith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Keith is 0-for-4 in the game. Keith hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kreidler scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Torkelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Torkelson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Allen pinch runs for Jacob Wilson batting ninth. Nick Allen running at second base to start the extra inning. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Butler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Butler strikes out swinging. One out. Brennan Hanafy replaces Tyler Holton as pitcher. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rooker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rooker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Rooker is safe at second with a double. Allen scores. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langeliers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Langeliers is on first. Two outs. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bleday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bleday softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Bleday is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Alexander replaces Mason Miller as pitcher. Nick Allen moves from pinch runner to shortstop. Spencer Torkelson running at second base to STA. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McKinstry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. RT the extra inning McKinstry hits a ground ball towards first. Nevin fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Torkelson moves to third. One out. Trey Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sweeney is 0-for-4 in the game. Sweeney softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Sweeney is out. Two outs. Jake Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogers is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Meadows hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Meadows is safe at second with a double. Torkelson scores. Rogers scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ryan Kreidler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kreidler softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kreidler is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Shelby Miller replaces Brennan Hanafy as pitcher. Tristan Gray pinch hits for Tyler Nevin batting fifth. J.J. Bleday running at second base to start T. Tristan Gray is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. He extra inning Gray hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gray is out. Bleday moves to third. One out. Seth Brown pinch hits for Daz Cameron batting sixth. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Bleday scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeloff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jeloff hits a line drive towards right. Vierling is there to make the catch. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumann is 0-for-4 in the game. Schumann hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Schumann is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Grant Holman replaces Scott Alexander as pitcher. Tristan Gray moves from pinch hitter to first baseman. Seth Brown moves from pinch hitter to left. Riley Green is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Green is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Elder. Ryan Kreidler running at second base to start the extra inning. Green hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Kreidler scores. It's 6-5. Tigers. Matt Vierling is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vierling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vierling hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Cole Keith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keith is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keith hits a fly ball towards center. Bolday makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bo Brisk replaces Shelby Miller as pitcher. Max Schumann running at second base to start the extra inning. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Schumann moves to third. Force play challenged by Oak manager, Mark Kotze. Original call overturned as shown. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Butler is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. That is ball 4. Butler is on with a walk. Allen moves to second. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rooker is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker hits a fly ball towards left. Green makes the catch for the out. Schumann scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 1 out. It's Tigers, 6, Athletics, 6. Shea Langelier's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Langelier's is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Langelier's hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Torkelson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.J. Bolday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolday is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bolday hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Torkelson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Cole Keith running at second base to start the extra inning. Spencer Torkelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Torkelson is 0 for 5 in the game. Torkelson hits a line drive towards second. Jeloff makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zach McKinstry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McKinstry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. That is ball 4. McKinstry is on with a walk. Trey Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 5 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards second. Jeloff makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jake Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Rogers is on with a walk. Keith moves to third. McKinstry moves to second. Parker Meadows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meadows is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meadows strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. J.J. Bolday running at second base to start the extra inning. Tristan Gray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray strikes out swinging. 1 out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Bolday scores. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.